Recognize this? Okay, if you grew up or raised children in Australia in the 1990s, the theme song to Lift Off is possibly burnt into your brain. Yep, I'm in that category. The show was one of the most popular and groundbreaking TV programs for kids and was sold around the world. And it wouldn't have made it to air without the help of the Australian Children's Television Foundation, just one of many TV shows the foundation has funded. The driving force behind the Children's Television Foundation is Janet Holmes-Acourt, and she's stepping down this month after 36 years as chair, and she joins you this morning in the studio. Janet, welcome.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
The list of programs that have been produced because of this foundation are incredible. There's Lift Off that we just heard, Round the Twist, Little Lunch, my kid's favourite, which has been going for years, Dance Academy, which many listeners will know, dozens upon dozens of shows. Do you have a favourite?
It's hard. There are so many. You've mentioned Round the Twist, but Little Lunch, Paper Planes, which was a movie. I loved Lockie Leonard because it was made in Albany in my home state. Recently we've made some marvellous series in Roebourne, which is a very dysfunctional town in Western Australia, a mining town with a sad Aboriginal history, a terrible percentage of kids incarcerated there. Two programs, actually. There are so many. Dance Academy, the movie as well, Paper Planes, which was also made in WA. The Dance Academy movie, Little Jay and Big Cuz.
Okay, so you have 20 favourites, not
I've
one.
I've got at least 20 favourites, yes.
Fair enough. I totally get that. Lift Off really broke new ground. It took several years to be developed because so much attention was paid to understanding how children themselves learnt and how they saw the world. What did it take to get that show off the ground?
It took a huge amount of creative energy. It also took a lot of money. And one of the commitments my husband made before he died, my first husband made before he died, was it had to be honoured by me that we would invest, not invest because it's never an investment, it's just a donation, a couple of million dollars to get that going. But also it was made as a successor in a way to Sesame Street, something more Australian, better, that wasn't just teaching kids how to count and say the alphabet. So there were philosophy sections on it, lots of topics like bullying being addressed, people being friendless. Creative energy, really, and dedication from the team was what it took, as well as financial support.
Would a show like that be made today, do you think? Would anyone spend that much time and money making children's TV that was so experimental?
We do all the time. I think the foundation does all the time. Barumbi Kids, which is going to be on NITV soon, The latest projects that we make, everything we make really is pretty experimental. And in the beginning, of course, of the foundation, it was experimental because it was Australian, it had Australian accents, Australian ethics, the ideas of how we treat people in Australia, letting kids dream Australian dreams, if you like, instead of American dreams or dreams from mainly Britain and America.
On a personal level, you've invested, I think it was 37 years, like an enormous amount of your life to this. Why has it been such a passion project for you?
I guess because I wanted Australian kids to have Australian material to watch that was made for them, about them. And my children grew up in an era of Doctor Who and the goodies and that sort of thing, those sort of programs. So I thought it was really important. So when I was asked to join the foundation, it was a no-brainer to say, oh, yes, please, I'd love to do that. Then once I got there and worked with the fantastic people, I sort of couldn't let go, but I'm letting go today.
What made you let go now?
Old age, probably.
Now, I can't see it.
I remember Terry Brax, when she was on the board and retired, said, I have to retire, otherwise I'll end up like Janet. And I would be happy to go on for the rest of my life, but it's quite selfish in a way to stay. So giving someone else a chance, I'm very excited about that. But I have to say, you can hear it's pretty emotional.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do, to walk away. How important do you think, as you look over the way we do this in this country and the stories we want to tell, how important are quotas in getting children's shows on screens? The previous government removed quota requirements on the free-to-air broadcasters in Australia. Do they need to be reintroduced? Is that important?
I think it's terribly important. Children are a big part of the audience. They are our future. They deserve to have television that is made for them, about them. And they are now able to access television 24 hours a day on so many different platforms. And they must have material that is made for them. I just can't stress the importance of children having material that is for them. They're impressionable, they're growing up, they're finding out who they are and what they are. And I want them to grow up knowing what it is like to be an Australian and what sort of a place we aspire to. Not in a preachy, this is Sunday school way. And that is one of the key things, I think, with the Children's Television Foundation, that our programs are educational, but maybe some of the people who watch it don't know if they're being educated.
Kids don't like being preached to. They like to be entertained and enthralled.
And how entertaining is the one you've said your children love, Little Lunch? It's hilarious.
It's really funny. And such talented young people.
Remarkable.
You're currently working on the federal government's national cultural policy. Will children's TV be part of that?
Patricia, sadly, I can't talk to you about that. I'd love to.
Okay, so you can't answer that. Give me a broader helicopter view. How important is that part of the audience?
I think that part of the audience is tremendously important. The television programs we make, which sell to 160 different countries, are great ambassador, great diplomacy for Australia. Round the Twist, for instance, is on air 24 hours a day somewhere in the world. How important is that for other people to see this humour, this accent, this attitude to other people and so on. But it costs as much to make an episode of a children's series as it does to make an episode of an adult series if it's going to be good. And we've never made anything seriously that wasn't good. And because it's good, it sells in 160 countries. And so the cost of making these programs is enormous. Mm. And so it should be. It's for a valued audience. So it's our great hope that the present government will continue to fund us in the way that we were by the previous government. $10 million spent in the last 12 months or so, the money that was given to us by a previous government, has enabled about $90 million worth of television to be in train. That's a phenomenal return on a very small amount of money.
Janet, it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio and to get to meet you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Outgoing chair of the Australian Children's Television Foundation, Janet Holmes-Acourt, and you're listening to RM Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.